Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you? Hi, everybody.
We haven't had a chance to catch up, everyone, because we've both been so damn busy.
Eons have passed, right?
Yes, it feels as that.
It sure does.
Everything feels like eons lately.
It does, actually, yeah.
I know. Well, tonight our show is going to be about intersecting other lifetimes, and I think it's going to be very interesting, although there's been a lot going on this week that we need to talk about as well, because there's certainly been some interesting phenomena. Tonight's dedication is to the greater meaning of Obama receiving the Nobel Peace Prize and his acceptance speech given today in Norway. And that's our good segue here, to the light phenomena that occurred yesterday in Norway. Interestingly enough, in the area where Obama was to do his speech today. And Veronica, did you hear about this?
I saw the pictures of it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is phenomenal. I actually started hearing about it yesterday from people in different parts of the world. And I was receiving things all day long today, so it was very, very interesting.
I haven't received anything. Is it something, I mean, is it very ET or what? I mean,
I'm just going to read some of this stuff just to kind of give you some, we'll let the team comment on it as well. For those of you who have not seen it, if you go onto your computer and you can either search Norway Lights or Spiral UFO Puts Norway in a Spin. And I believe there are somewhere between 50 and 80 articles already about this. There are some phenomenal photographs of this extraordinary experience, and it's a huge spiral that filled the entire sky.
And it had this strange light coming out of the center.
Yes, it was a blue-green light emanating from it.
Oh,
and out into the cosmos and down to the... I mean, this was an extraordinary, just an extraordinary phenomena. And
did
you talk to
anybody who actually experienced it or saw it?
No, I did not. We have a dear friend there in Norway who... I sent her the information I had gotten today, and she returned a channeling. She sent it out to all her friends in Norway. So I'm just going to share a couple of these because I think they're very interesting. These were, right off the cuff releases because this has just been so quick. Astrid sent this back to me from Norway. It's from Archangel Metatron. I don't know the source. This is a short one. The spiral of light in the sky is an opening through a portal. This is the beginning of the cosmic burst of love, Stargate portal opening. This is a 72-hour process which will raise the vibrations of Earth. And on 12-12-09, nothing that is not at 5D or above will be capable of withstanding the energy here. Again, please use discernment with all of this. Everyone will be able to feel the effects of love and bliss pouring out over the planet. It will be in this extremely high energy where miracles will occur. This is a dispensation, and it is the largest burst of love energy to be emitted to Earth in all of her history. We've been bringing a message to Earth regarding changes in the financial, political, and religious sectors. This is the celestial sign you've been waiting to see. Decloakings cannot occur until we have peace. This burst of cosmic love entering through Stargate portal opening pictured here is the bringer of peace. Blessings, my beloveds, Archangel Metatron. Then Jean Hooden, who a lot of people may or may not know, but she's certainly been around a long time, also had a piece. And I just want to caution everyone that, remember, all channelings come through humans. And they can be altered by human consciousness. That's never to say to ignore them, but to use discernment with all of them, including mine. I always want to say to people, I do everything I can to be the clearest channel. But I always say use discernment, regardless of who's channeling. Jean Hooten today came out with, I heard out of the blue while I was in a very high state, and this is regarding this opening. while I was in a very high state of soul-God attunement with all other souls reaching out together to welcome our soul family from abroad. Near the end of this past Sunday's focus meditation, a voice suddenly popped into my consciousness and stated firmly, "Access granted," which in a nutshell I understood as being the response from our larger galactic soul family, confirming that we have reached collective mass awakening in sufficient numbers and quality to be formally acknowledged as ready for first global contacts with and integration into the Galactic Light Federation. It was also signaling our global ascension process is well underway. I felt like an important threshold had been crossed. In her same transmission here, she contacted Susie Ward and asked Susie to check in with Matthew, for those of you who are familiar with the channelings of Matthew, messages from Matthew. So Susie asked Matthew for his perspective on this. Matthew says this is the most profound sign yet from our brothers and sisters in other civilizations that the time is nearing for their presence to be properly acknowledged. There is no way that those who do not want that to happen can explain away this dramatic sign. The overall spiral represents the unbroken interconnectedness of all souls from our beginnings in the light. The intense light at the center and the blue spiral aimed at Earth is the most forceful evidence to date of their desire for us to consciously connect with them in the same spirit they have come. The timing and location are significant, selected to mark the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to U.S. President Obama for his vision and dedication to achieving world peace, and to indicate that they are here to assist us reach this goal. I think this is just great. Late-breaking stuff, okay? Another one from the Hopi Blue Star, or Blue Kachina Prophecy. An ancient Hopi Indian prophecy states, when the Blue Star Kachina makes its appearance in the heavens, the fifth world will emerge. This will be the day of purification. The Hopi name for the star Sirius is Blue Star Kachina. It will come when the Skaskahuhu Blue Star Kachina, sorry for masquerading that, dances in the plaza and removes his mask. Reality is a metaphor in which we quest to find answers to the greater truth of who we are and why we are here. Something in our souls tell us that change is happening on a global consciousness level. The blue frequency is part of that. Blue links to higher future frequencies of consciousness as we spiral up through the patterns of sacred geometry. Blue electricity is our reality as an electromagnetic energy grid program. So, now I can tell you that they, again, you know, I recommend everybody, I think there's just no coincidence to me that this timing is tied to Obama's acceptance speech, which was given today in Norway. I mean, I just think it's just too coincidental. Now, there are things on the web that, you know, there's a question about whether or not the Russians sent off rockets, you know, actually launched rockets, and this could be air displacement, so on and so forth. But it wouldn't be quite as solid. And for all of you who can look at the, go online and search this, you'll be able to see for yourselves that, you know, and you tap in and you know, it, reality is becoming so subjective at this point that we really get to put our spin on everything. And, you know, for anybody to come out and say it's this or it's that, I think the team is very careful about how they present information in relationship to phenomena. Now, I have no idea what they'll say today, but, you know, or tonight, but, and I think that this, you know, really kind of leads into okay, I'll just read one paragraph. According to observers, a giant light spiral appeared and within seconds covered the entire sky. A blue-green beam of light then shot out from its center. So what you had was actually a double spiral, and it was really, it's phenomena. Obama's December 10th Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech is expected to focus on international cooperation on the removal of nuclear weapons and promoting diplomatic solutions to global problems. Coming 9 days after Obama's announcement of a 30,000 troop surge for Afghanistan, it's expected that he will show his commitment to international diplomacy and cooperation. He may use the opportunity to launch a bold international initiative to achieve this end. The appearance of this light in Norway may be sheer coincidence and unrelated to his upcoming speech in Oslo. Alternatively, the mysterious spiral of light may be a sign from an unknown intelligence that Obama's acceptance speech may be a catalyst for major global changes that lie ahead. With much speculation that the Obama administration is poised to make some kind of announcement concerning extraterrestrial life soon, the light may be a sign for him to boldly go where no world leader has gone before. I just love this stuff. Your comments, anything, Veronica?
Not really. I'm kind of excited, but a part of me is becoming really like, what would you say, trying to be very intelligent here.
Well,
What could it be?
Well, I think, you know, this is what I'd like to say about this. The team, you know, last week talked about, I believe anyway, something to the effect, you know, and this, I only get bits and pieces here, of looking within, you know, that phenomena is beginning within. I mean, after, you know, my experience with my new great-grandbaby, I certainly, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that, you know, we keep looking outside of ourselves and outside of here for things, and it's happening right before our eyes. And so, you know, I think all of this is just another indication that it doesn't necessarily have to be a ship.
And well, it looks like an umbilicus for a whole new universe.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes,
and
it does.
I'm so glad you have the grasp on English language. I'm losing mine by the day, sometimes by the moment.
You do, okay.
I've moved into remedial language.
Ah.
Yeah, well, I've lost kind of my, well, anyway. I want to share a wonderful experience here. One of our dear, dear, dear people, Laura, who often has been aboard ship with me in her dream state. We've had conversations. I remember them. She remembers them. It's really been a very interesting connection that we have. And she's the one I talked about last week who's daughter is channeling this being from a mothership, and at 11, she had an experience where, and I don't know that I'll get all the details exactly correct. If she doesn't write it to me, I really lose it, because if stuff happens in session, it's really hard to hold. But at any rate, as I recall, she was in white and Obama was in white.
This was a dream, is it?
Yes, this was a dream experience, although she knew it was not a dream. She was there with a number of other beings, which I interpreted to be not only human but non-human.
Mm-hmm.
And she shook Obama's hand. He was in a white suit. And again, this always to me, when anybody's in white, is this kind of a sacred experience. You know, the white tends to be more of a sacred to me anyway. And I've seen this over and over again. A lot of time people will be in the chakras and we'll be doing some phenomenal work, and one today said, "Well, I'm in a wedding dress," and I said, "What?" And I said, "You know, again, this is the way your mind is converting this concept of sacredness of what you're doing is putting you into it. That's the most sacred moment you've probably experienced on Earth." So, at any rate, she was in white. She shook Obama's hand and she looked him in the eye, and she said, "You do know that I'm an ET, don't you?" And he looked at her, and he shook his head, and he said, "Yes, I do." And so, you know, I really interpreted this more than anything as this intersecting lifetime kind of stuff. That because I'm seeing so much of this right now with so many different people, that these bleed-throughs where, you know, her extraterrestrial form, one of them, is participating in the, and I thought it was interesting because this happened before this phenomena with the light, the spiral. And, but the way that this whole gathering was put together really had the flavor of him doing his acceptance speech. So I really felt that there are a lot of beings present, or were present, for his acceptance speech today. And her being one of them in another form. So again, I think that we're being really encouraged to expand our concepts of what we're doing right now, because we're going to, as the veils are thinning, we're having physiological manifestations from other lifetimes. A lot of the symptoms that may be coming up, especially from here on out, may be interesting phenomena from other lifetimes. And if all of a sudden you have a pain in something that you haven't had before, or you may have had these pains before, but now all of a sudden they tend to be more extreme. I happen to be experiencing that right now with something, and I really do feel the bleed through. I'm finding it very, very interesting. I'm seeing this with dreamings. A lot of people are having dream experiences that are absolute crossovers into other lifetimes. And, you know, in this lifetime, we will be able to hop back and forth, literally, communicate with and pop into and out of other lifetimes. Lazarus talked about this for, you know, I started going to him in 87. And, it was hard for me to believe that we would ever actually get there. But, boy, I see it today. There's no question in my mind that we're going to be there. It's already beginning. And even with little Haley, I would not be surprised at all that this being that she is communicating with from the mothership isn't another version of her or her mother. So, you know, I'm really seeing these things as happening as being not only phenomena, but incredibly fun. With the team, and this is something that I always giggle about, many people have had experiences, if not other lifetimes, but had experiences with the smell of a wet dog. And, I have one precious friend and client in New York. And she worked in an office in New York, and she would email me and say, oh, my God, they're here. And everybody's walking by the office going and smelling in the office wanting to know what's going on. And when I tell that story, it's interesting because I went to a chiropractor, the ones I talk about all the time that I love. And when I walked in, I could feel the team just loved him. And I said, you know, they really love you. And I told him what I did, and I said, don't be surprised if you smell wet dog around you. They're just playing and watching what you do. And he said, gee, that happened to me this morning before you came. And I said, yeah, they like to come before I get there to kind of check things out.
That's great.
So, you know, the phenomena of them being here, being with us, and, we're treating this like they've never been here. And I would say that's not the case. We're also really needing to open up to the idea and concepts of these bleed-throughs so that we don't panic when different things happen, when we have odd dreams, when we have odd symptoms. You know, before we were all going through ascension symptoms, but now some of these symptoms that are coming in, I would not say are ascension symptoms. I would say they are bleed-throughs from other lifetimes.
So like, and you could feel crippled or something.
You could, have a leg go out on you, you know, or an arm go out on you, really interesting, odd. I have an odd pain, you know, that's when I breathe, when I do my chakras every day. And it's in my right breath, and it's constricting. I find it very, very interesting. And, I'm used to energy moving through and having to work with it to change it, but this I get very, very strongly. It has a lot to do with same thing with a pain in my side. I have somebody else in England. And this is a great story. Last week when we were doing the show, and I went into channel, he got up at 4 in the morning, decided to listen to the show because of our time difference. And he listened to the first 20 minutes, went out as soon as I started channeling. And he said, and I would say it was a dream, but I knew it wasn't a dream. He said, you were standing on me. And he said, I'm aware of this lifetime where I had this, sword thrust through my side. He said, and you flipped me on my side. You were standing on me, pulling this dark energy out of my side. I'm laughing about this, not to be unkind about the experience, but he and I were both laughing about it because I said, he's used to lots of phenomena himself. And I said, it's really tough when you're unruly and can't control what you do when you're out of body, But he actually felt better afterwards, thank heaven. He's lucky I didn't break a bone. It's not like...
So if we're dealing with these bleed-through pains, is it worth looking for like a sword-like pain? Is it worth looking for an injury that's etheric?
Well, again, I think treating it, in other words, instead of going into fear with it and thinking that you're dying, because, Lord, that's coming up for a lot of people right now, mm-hmm. recognizing it as a possibility of just a bleed-through from another lifetime and, sending love and light into it and allowing it to kind of travel over those timelines, if you will, into that other experience. And if you can go meditatively in and try to pull that experience forward. Because we're going to be doing this anyway. Why not practice now, especially if you're having any discomfort? Are you running into this?
So you're saying go in and experience it and then bring it forward, like integrate it with this life now?
Well, integrate into that lifetime and vice versa, yeah. I mean, this is our opportunity to really, we've been working on the soul in our... this is an interesting story. We did a soul healing, and I don't know if I told this last week, on a little girl. I think she's about 18 months old, soul lifting. And it was at the request of her aunt, and the aunt was the surrogate. And there was a definite reason for this, or I would not normally do it. I play with this stuff, but, you get into soul lifting, it's pretty heavy duty. And the baby got violently ill. The father stayed home from work the next day to help the mother take care of the baby. Both the parents got ill, and the surrogate got ill.
Wow.
But this family, the lineage in this family, is huge, okay? And very heavy duty, very heavy duty. And so, and she had sent me a photograph of this little girl, and there was no question, the baby. When I saw the baby and looked in her eyes, there was absolutely no question in my mind that this needed to happen. And we will revisit this again probably in another week or so. But all bets are off with the way that we think things work right now. And mm-hmm. and looking at soul lifting works on all lifetimes, and it works through the chakras. So if you have a symptom, let's say in the third chakra or the second chakra, whatever, working in that chakra on a soul lifting, that energies are moving through all lifetimes. They're big and they're powerful, and they're getting more powerful because everything is being ramped up right now. I mean, I can tell just by what's going on with the sessions that they're pulling out all stops. I mean, it's just like I came upstairs and I go, oh, crap, what's going to happen today? I mean, I love it, and I love what I do, and I feel honored, and it's phenomenal, but at the same time, it's like, whoa. And I always said this was like driving a Ferrari that I couldn't get out of second gear. Well, we got it out of second gear. Now I'm just trying to keep it on the road.
If we keep doing the soul liftings, how far does it go till we're, what, till we're transparent?
Well, you do them through each chakra, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, from what I can tell, we can only go as far as we're capable of going. Again, you know, this hasn't been done before this way ever, and so we're, you know, when I say we, it's the team. I mean, this to me is a very integrated process. I have to look at how far can we go, okay, and not throw somebody into total crisis, because we don't want to do that. You know, there are people out there that say, well, we'll clear all your karma in one session, and I'm like, oh, please.
Well, you would change your appearance for sure.
Oh, get a grip. You know, this is somebody who works with ETs. You know, we'll clear karma in one session. I'm like, oh, please, honey, don't tell people that. You'd kill them. You know, you just simply can't do that. This is a process. It has to be. How far can we go? You know, each person is so unique, all right? How much damage has there been to the soul? You know, we start in one universe with some people. We may go into other universes. I don't know. At this point, okay, every time I open up the portal and go into channel, I think, oh, God, what are they going to do today?
Well, you know, on a more mundane level, I almost called for the team. I did in my own etheric way today. But 12/12/9 is a day that I'm gathering with my family for a big family gathering, and I've been had a little trepidation about it. But isn't it interesting what's happening? It says here that's the cosmic birth of love star gate portal.
Absolutely.
And there I'll be with my family, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, my family. Isn't that interesting?
Perfect. It's perfect.
That's an intuitive lineup, wasn't it?
And, you know, my comment to you on this, and for all the work I've done with my daughter and other people in my life, is reaching a point of allowing everybody in your family to experience their path exactly the way that they are without judgment, and mm-hmm. detaching from it so that you can dance in and dance out, knowing that they're exactly where they need to be. We're not here to save them. You're not there to save them. Because mm-hmm. we don't know what their contracts are with each other and other people. And, you know, I had to really, really come to this deep realization for me, you know, to the point where I I've been challenged. I will not say I've not been challenged.
But since you realized that?
Yeah, since I realized that, I had a big challenge with it. And something that was right in my face that I had to say, okay, the old human beliefs are, oh, my God, you've shamed the family of this. You know, that's all the old drama stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. how could you do this or this or this, whatever it was, or all of those things were. And then the flip side of that is the realization, again, reality is subjective, okay? When I talked to her, I recognized that her version of reality is subjective, and therefore, her truth is her truth, and her experience is her experience. And again, I don't know what her contracts are. I have no right to judge it. You know, my son and
but
I.
But our contracts can be unhooked under these circumstances, can't they?
When as soon as we do that, we do unhook. We start unweaving, and then can come in without. Now, for some of them, you may be a catalyst of discomfort. For others, if we can get to the clarity with this, the pure clarity, one of two things is going to happen. They're either not going to want to be around you, or they will have no problem being around you because they won't feel any judgment and it won't be reflected back to them. There won't be this twist that comes in when we're woven in, when we start judging, you know.
Expecting, reacting.
Right, exact, any of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Now, it doesn't mean that it's not a challenge to do this. Of course it is. But it's where we're going. It's the only way we pull out of the familial chain of pain. And
but it's a perfect day. It's a perfect day to meet that challenge, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. What a beautiful day to meet that challenge.
You betcha.
And that will reverberate through all the lifetimes you've had with them. And that's the next piece of this. It's the absolute next piece of this, is that these reverberations are moving everywhere. And when you see the picture of this spiral and the way it's not just the one spiral, it's the outer spiral, the inner spiral. It is just vibrationally you look at it and recognize everything is interconnected. There is absolutely no separation. And in a moment, you can look at this and feel it in every fiber of your being. Now, again, we're humans. We're going to constantly be challenged with remembering this, staying out of it, disconnecting. It is the most loving thing that we can do for people, to disconnect. Not to not love them, but to truly love them unconditionally. And there's the challenge. It's that unconditional piece. Because as soon as we want them to be a certain way, or we respond or react to them being a certain way, we are no longer unconditional. That's a toughie. But when we unweave, we set them free and disconnect from any contracts we have with them and allow
well,
them.
Well, I've got a day and a half.
Good girl. I know you can do it, Veronica. If anybody can, you can.
Yes.
I have total faith in you.
It's wonderful to have, like, to spiral into that date. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I think it's very exciting, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm talking on the show here, and I've got all kinds of activity in my bedroom. I'm laughing because everything is moving all over the place.
Oh, heaven.
They're having a very good time tonight, just in case you can't tell. They're loving this. I think I'm going to go into channel, and then you can ask them questions, Veronica.
Wonderful. I was quiet last week, so this week I'm going to make a noise.
Okay, good. I don't remember. So
it was a wonderful show.
Was it?
Oh, yes, it was very exciting.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, I love you, everyone. I love you, everyone. This is have fun with all of this. This is just the beginning. We're going to start having incredible phenomena. I just know it. But again, it doesn't have to be. And this experience, to me, allowed everyone to participate without feeling separate. They could see it as a blessing, as something wonderful, without having to be afraid. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it. So, all right. Everyone, welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, and to you.
All right, so everybody's excited. New phenomena. Validation that you're not alone. Something, regardless of what the findings are, if the Russians admit they sent something into space or whatever. Doesn't matter. This experience created hope for everyone. It's uniting people, pulling them together, not separating the channels. Right on, Jackie. As we dapper on the head. All right. Now, we want all of you to expand yourselves and be as open as possible. Pay attention to details now, because you're going to start having bleed-throughs, not necessarily only past lifetimes, please know that. But you're going to become more and more aware of things out of the corner of your eye. Being aware that I swear, I just saw something come through the room. I may not see a form, but you're aware that something just moved through the room.
I thought my dog bag located today.
Oh, Lord, that can happen. Absolutely. The channel, I had a dog, Amelia, would bilocate. So, yes, that phenomenon is absolute. You're going to start having fun, people. Don't put limitations on anything. Don't put the limitation, Veronica, on you bilocating. That was the channel story about dear Paul. All right? Dear Paul had some energy that needed moved. Now, you're also going to find yourselves and each other's experiences. I saw all these people. I knew them, but I didn't know for sure who they were. But I had a sense that I knew them. We've heard this from people. Oh, yes, and you do. And we guarantee you, everyone that's listening tonight or listens to the archives, you all know all those others that are listening, and there are many others that haven't come in yet that will. You know each other. Other lifetimes. Now, don't be afraid of this, please, people. This is nothing to fear. Now, this is, all right, in preparation for the intensive that we'll be doing at the end of February with the Christ lifetime. The same principle, you're having bleed-throughs from that lifetime, right? Sorrow, separation, loss, still there. You all agreed that whether you took this on as imprints or lived it immaterial, people, it was done specifically to bring you all back together because of the phenomenal things that were done in that lifetime, the seed for this one, preparation for this lifetime specifically. Your concept of how things work is still very limited, of how it all works. And the more you learn, the more excited you're going to become, and the more you're going to realize you're going to have to let go of everything you thought you knew. At least the way you thought you knew it. Because there's more and more and more. Now, Veronica, Bob plays
yes.
with a lot of these things. He understands that as he works with some of these scientific ideas, that he has to move beyond, go beyond the accepted, the known, the understood, into the quantum. The only place that you can even get close to understanding how it all really works. And even then, you're only going to grasp pieces and parts. Because there's more, and there's more, and there's more. You're dealing with matrices. Each and every one of you is so much more than you understand. And your ideas and concepts about having a lifetime and being separate from everything else is so far removed from the truth. And so as it's kind of like finding out about Santa Claus is one of our dear people talked about, all of a sudden you're going to find out there is no Santa Claus. That it's really all you. More you than you know. Doing more things than you ever imagined, all at the same time. And not just in theory, but being able to experience that beautifully. That's why the healing of all these lifetimes is so important, so that you can move back and forth through them so beautifully and elegantly, knowing that they are healed as well as you. So that it could be joyful and fun and exciting. Veronica, you have questions, dear, things you want to talk about tonight?
So, yeah, well, it's kind of intriguing to me that if we go in and out of those lifetimes, so we won't be being dismembered and dying in the cold on the street and all of that sort of thing.
Well, you're going to be selective, all right? You're not going to want to pop in and out of those lifetimes that were terrible. Or what, you know, Lazarus calls them pilot light lifetimes. We'd say that's pretty close. You know, you may want to stay out of the, dark ages. Certainly you want to be selective about what lifetimes you're going to be able to pop in and out of, but then the more you know, the more proactive you could be at healing all lifetimes, right?
Well, I used to think that we would be able to separate from all influence of lifetimes, but what you're saying is we integrate them, is that it? We're not going to separate from them, we're going to be all of them at once.
Well, you already are all of them at once.
We're going to be consciously all of them at once.
That's correct. But again, as you begin to open, all right, more and more, now you're not going to want to take on all the pain and everything. We understand that.
Well, it seemed a little redundant, I think.
Well, yes, we understand. However, you will have the option then to go back and help those other lifetimes to move through, to heal, to do what is necessary. This is the whole purpose of working with the soul liftings, to help the soul where the soul got damaged, where as a species you went so far into the dark. But it's the other lifetimes on other levels and dimensions that are going to be exciting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that you're really going to want to connect with.
And I've been seeing more of that for myself and getting very excited about it.
Absolutely. And you should be. And you should be. But again, trying to stay out of judgment and being able to view each experience as perfect for the timing, even though it was very difficult, and be able to visit and bring love and healing light, and to bring peace to these other fragmented parts. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are fragmented parts. Some of these fragmented parts are going to, that's what the channel was talking about earlier, these fragmented parts will show up sometimes in physiological manifestations of pain or discomfort. Pain or discomfort. The channel was fascinated by a phenomenon she's had with a couple of her fingers. All of a sudden she's got these little knots on her fingers and she's like, what the hell is this? Coming from another experience.
Same.
She also has, now you'll laugh at this one, so you can have some fun with this. She has a V on her forehead.
Oh.
All right, a very distinctive V that comes down between the brow and comes up on the forehead. And it comes and goes. When it comes very strong. Again, another lifetime, you see, bleeding through. And it's a V, it actually raises up. V. Now, she's not real excited about that one. However, all right, now you're not all going to have to take on, you know, pointy ears and, you know, three fingers.
But we don't have to maintain these, do we? I mean, she's not going to be V'd for life, is she?
Well,
what I mean is, isn't it an experience that goes through?
Well, we're not certain with her. She may decide, now we understand this, she may decide to take on, she's a little different, Veronica, because she's actually probably more extraterrestrial than human right now anyway. But she may decide to take on some of the physiological manifestations as part of her bridge work. Do you understand?
Sort of like having a tattoo.
Well, yes. Right, we go with that. But
a galactic tattoo.
Yes, kind of as an identification that would say, yes, I'm more extraterrestrial than human. Now, she's playing with this one. This one hasn't been fully decided yet. Every time she looks in the mirror and washes her face, she's like, oh, man. But we actually get a lot of humor out of this. But on the other side of the veil, she's debating this one quite, and in meetings about this, you know, do I take this on now? Is this the appropriate thing to do? Certainly you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
As an emissary, would it not make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would, actually.
All right.
I think it might be a really wonderful thing.
Well, we think the problem we're having with her the most is she's having a hard enough time dating, that she may have a problem with that.
Well, surely she can find a multidimensional fellow rather than just a human.
Well,
I think that would be better.
We think she'd like someone in the physical. Multidimensional would be good, but physical would be good as well. If they could be both, that would be great. All right.
Yes.
But she's exploring all of these. All right, what does this do to the rest of my experience? All right, does it create good or harm? And how much will it be in terms of how it affects the masses? So this is all being decided. Now, again, these things, for the rest of you, may come and go. Some of you may take them on, but for the rest of you, they may come and go. Now, many of you are having a lot of activity, you know, around the crown and the back of the head. And these are coming from other lifetimes. The crown, of course, all of you are opening up, but the back of the head, coming from other extraterrestrial lifetimes.
Yeah, I just got a lot of back of the head things today, really strong.
I'm
confused about that.
Yes, that's more Arcturian, dear.
Mm.
All right. Lighting up the back of the head. And with the chakra activations, if you've done them with us, then you know that there are the three places on the back of the head that light up, tied to the chakras, as well as metatronic channels. Very powerful. You're going to become more aware of those as well. This energy on the back of the head. All right, not low back, higher back of the head. Now, she actually had someone call a while back who said, you know, I keep looking at my skin and it's getting scaly. It keeps changing back and forth. And this person carries a lot of reptilian energy and had no problem with it, of course. But it was very interesting that their skin was changing before their eyes.
Hmm.
So, you know, that might be
a little weird. Hmm?
Right. Now, we're not saying, please, everyone who's listening tonight, do not misinterpret. You're not going to change into extraterrestrials before your own eyes, all right? That is not the case. We talked about the channel's experience because it's unique. You may see these things, you know, be looking in the mirror and all of a sudden be aware that you see yourself as different, bleed through from other lifetimes. All of a sudden, looking in the mirror, especially ladies, you know, doing the face and washing and whatever you're doing, preparation or putting on makeup or whatever, and perhaps have a flash, all right, of your eyes being somewhat different or features being somewhat different, hair being different or no hair. So these are just bleed-throughs. You're not changing, all right? You're not changing.
One person I was talking to said that our entire physical appearance is built from our karma. Would you agree with that? That everything in our body, our facial and so on, is coming from our experiences.
No.
Okay.
We would have to disagree with that. There are people who read faces, and certain features of the face define certain characteristics, and we would go along with some of that description, yes. All right. But to say that each and every one of you, without taking into consideration your lineage, your nationality, your... No. That would imply that you take on the karma of your entire family.
Mm.
All right. Now, are you impacted by the emotional imprints of family? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it's optional. It can be healed, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we would not say that that is a karmic situation, which would imply, and the way that it's interpreted by most humans, as being a form of punishment, self-inflicted or not, that you are forced to take these things on. So we're always careful when people talk about this kind of karmic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that have come in who have not been successful at clearing all karma, and yet they're taking on a situation where it's their time to shine, if you will, but weren't able successfully to clear and heal all of the other crap. They will be led to the right people to help them do that. All right.
So they can step out of it. We only have about two minutes left.
All right. What if you'd like to talk about your shows, and then we want to wrap it up.
Yes, I'm not sure who my guest is next week, although I'm trying to get the garbage warrior, the fellow who's building houses out of garbage of all kinds. It's very interesting. Yeah, I'm hoping to get him on next.
All right.
Next.
Thinking outside the box. Good for him.
Yeah, and he's doing amazing things in Asia and Europe, apparently having a little more trouble here, but he's an architect, so we'll see. Anyway, so that's at 8 o'clock next Tuesday, I hope. That'll be the week after. And then it's Radiance by Design next Thursday at 7 o'clock, and it's a call-in show about listeners. So, thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we'd like to work with all of you tonight, if you agree. So when you go to bed, simply call us in. Dear team, please, would you work with me tonight on helping me move through these experiences more elegantly, more gracefully, and with more fun. With more fun. You want to have fun with these people. Now, some of it, you know, is going to touch you. There's no question about. There'll be some emotional experiences for some of this. But again, with all that you know now, all right? With all that you know now, you can be more loving with all of it, more caring. Any experiences that you have physiologically, take some time, you know, rub your hands together. Become the healer. Put your hands over whatever the place is that's bothering you, right? Sending love and light into it, right? Start becoming the masters that you are, everyone, and trusting that you can do that. And if not, go to healers, people that are advanced enough to be able to deal with these issues. All right? Now, don't let them fill your head full of crap. You direct it. It's your lifetime. It's your body. All right? Be careful that you don't get caught up into all the drama stuff. You want to open up that line of energy and be able to send that healing into that experience so that the energy that's coming back from it, all right, is more pure, less loaded with pain. All right? Less loaded with pain. We love you all. It is always a thrill for us to be with you. And we love to work with you in the dream state. We think it's wonderful. We love that you're open enough to call us in and to want to explore beyond the known. It is our joy. And we speak for so many, so many. Veronica, we love you so very much, dear. Keep up the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you. Can I ask you one thing before you go?
Yes.
Can you experience this spiral over Norway?
Can we experience it?
Yes.
And what would you like us to experience with it?
Well, your presence is so profound, and you're so, I imagine, can be almost anywhere. And I just wondered if there's a physical or vibrational feeling of it that you can actually feel, that you can actually go to, or, I don't mean to be ignorant, I'm just questioning whether you can do that.
All right, now we're going to give you an answer that you may or may not like.
Okay.
Any and every phenomena. Remember, everything is neutral. All right? Everything is neutral. Every experience. You're all determining, each and every one of you, what that experience is going to be, aren't you?
Yes.
And what it means. The implications of that experience, aren't you?
Yes.
And isn't every experience co-creative?
Yes.
Therefore, would this spiral not be filled with love?
Yes.
And don't you all desire that it be?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, remember, Veronica, we will never disempower any of you. All right? You've chosen, all of you, for this to be filled with love. Now, we're going to caution all of you. We're going to say this. There will be those that try to discredit the spiral. And so we're going to caution all of you with that. You have chosen for it to be filled with love and change and announcement of love, of change. No matter what anyone else says, that is your choice. And because it's your choice, that's what you will experience. Remember that. It is your choice. Don't let anyone disempower you.
Thank you,
Sam. We love you all. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. We love you. Good night, everyone.